Namaste. I wanted to share a story with you. So I was a little girl. I was in kindergarten and I dreamt that my dad and I were driving in a car and a truck came and hit us. But before that happened, a hand came and it wanted to hold me. And I was confused, where is this hand coming from? So I was supposed to hold that hand. Next day, my dad took me to the bus stop and I had missed the bus, the school bus. So we sat in the car, and this is going back in 1970s in India, there were no seat belts. And we sat there and he was just making a turn to drop me at school, right? And a truck came and I saw it coming. And my dad was in the car and he was chanting, as he was always chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And I saw that and it was deja vu because I had seen that dream. And now a hand came and I grabbed it and the doors yanked open and both I and my dad were pulled out. The truck hit the car. The car was gone. Not a scratch in me and not a scratch in my father. Now, my father was a great devotee of Shri Krishna, of Lord Hari. And there are so many instances of where we were saved. But here, I don't want to talk about who saved us, but also talk about the intuition part, the deja vu. Most of the times, we think of deja vu is, oh, I've seen this before. But deja vu is a form of also intuition, cognition. Things can be shown to you. There can be impressions from past life. It can be part of intuition. It can be just a simple situation where your brain is playing tricks on you also, but that's not what we want to talk about. We want to talk about this other thing. So let's get started. Namaste. Today we are talking about reincarnation. Before we go there, let's talk about this thing that we've all experienced. It's called déjà vu. Déjà vu is a French word. Déjà vu means something that I've already seen before. So if you're having an experience where you feel, oh my God, I've been in this situation before. It seems like it is, and maybe it has actually really happened before for you. And maybe you've had a conversation with a person you've just met and you feel, I feel I've met this person before, or had this particular conversation before, maybe I've seen something before, and actually you've never done it in this entire lifetime. Maybe you go to a new country, you know, first time you've traveled outside your country, and you briefly and fleetingly experience this thing, oh my God, this is so, it feels like it has happened before, but I have never come to this new country before, new village. Why does it feel so familiar? So those who do not believe in reincarnation do not understand this. So they say that, oh, you know, your brain is processing some experiences and it is, you know, superimposing and it's going through the same neural pathways that processes past experiences. So, and then, you know, people who do not believe in reincarnation say, oh, there's a delay in, you know, the way the neurons are transferring information from one side of brain to other. But we believe that usually déjà vu is because of reincarnation and past life impressions. Now, sometimes a person who has a serious health concern or a medical condition may also experience that. But let's say if that's not the case, somebody is fairly healthy and well and they visit a new place or, you know, for the first time in their life, they go to some new place or meet a new person and suddenly they feel like, oh my God, this feels new. There have been times when people have gone to a new place and they say, oh, behind this door is the kitchen, behind that door is this, and so on. They remember these things, right? So reincarnation is the belief that after we die, we are born again. In Bhagavad Gita, it says, it is a holy book of Hindus, that everything that is born must die again. Everything that is died must be reborn again. Energy never dies. Nobody ever dies. Only the physical body made of Panchamahabhutas
space, air, fire, water, earth dies. Because it has grown old, now a new body is needed. So the soul sheds this cloth of body and takes on another one and keeps on happening like a cycle again and again and again. So we are being reborn in a new body again and again and again and again. And it's not a new concept just in Hinduism, but also in other religions like Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism, even some sects of Christianity and Islam believe in reincarnation. So the soul is eternal. We have talked about Atma, we have talked about soul, and soul is made up of a material which is kind of a metaphysical. You cannot see the soul, you cannot see the Atma. It is not of this world. In fact, it cannot even interact with anything out of this world because it is made up, it's part and parcel of divine. Right? It is a small, minute. Think of it as if you have a big sun and some sunlight is coming into your room right now. So the little one couple of rays that are coming into your room is made up of the same material, the light energy, as the sun, right? But it's not the sun. It's a minute part of the sun. Similarly, Atma or soul or spirit that is inside us, that powers us, is a part of the divine. We are part and parcel, minute part and parcel of the divine, right? But we are not the divine. We are part and parcel of the divine. We are made of the same material. So we are made of this divine material. The Atma is made of divine material. It cannot interact with anything. So in our last podcast, we talked about ghost. The only reason we are able to see and interact is because it's wearing a layer of the subtle body called Sukshma Sharir, which looks like the body that died. So we feel like this person is a ghost. But what is powering that ghost also is the Atma, is the soul. So idea is we keep on going through 8.4 million species of life up and down, you know, through and through. So there's 400,000 species of human-like beings, not just human-like beings, not only on Earth, but on other planets, not necessarily the planets in our solar system, but in other universes. And we keep on going up and down inside and, you know, just again and again and again. It's a rebirth. Right? It's a fundamental belief of Vedic religions, of Hinduism. Every person has inside them, every animal, every bird, every ant, every insect, everyone is powered by the Atma or Atman, the immortal soul which lives. And once the body is gone, body is just like wearing a jacket. You take your jacket off and let's say you're wearing your clothes and you went out and you worked all day. Maybe you worked in a garden. Maybe you cooked. Maybe you went to an office. At the end of the day, you came back and, you know, your clothes are dirty. You take off your clothes. Similarly, and this is a concept from Sri Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is saying this. So this is not my words. This is Krishna's words. That just like we take dirty clothes when they get dirty and, you know, put on new clothes, Atma, when our body gets old and it's not able to function, Atma sheds the body, leaves the body and finds a new body. So that is the concept of reincarnation. So we are going through different species of life. We are going through the species in the water, in the land, in the air. We are even going to other planets. Sometimes we are becoming minor angels. Sometimes we are becoming higher angels. Sometimes we are going in the downward species, becoming, you know, the demonic or lower species and so on. Then we are coming back. So we are just kind of rotating in a non-stop spin circle, like in a washing machine going round and round and round. So why is it that we forget our birth? Let's say, now I remember my previous birth somewhat. And you know how you will know that? If you're doing a lot of meditation, these memories, they can resurface in your dreams. Who are you seeing in your dreams? We see this Atma. So we can see our Sukshma Sharir, that the thing that people call ghost, you know, if you're having a dream, in dream you see a person who is you, but you are seeing yourself in a dream, right? And you're doing different things in a dream. So you're actually seeing your Sukshma Sharir, you're seeing your subtle body in the dream. And it can travel, it can leave, and it can travel and do different things. And that is another podcast for another day. But that thing, that subtle body, And when you're meditating, you can train your subtle body to do things. At least for me, all the answers come in dreams. Some people it come in when they're meditating. So next time you're meditating, you know, close your eyes, bring all your attention to your third eye, and then, you know, imagine that you are seeing yourself. So you have to put yourself, and once you're able to see yourself from afar, then we can look at all our faults, all the good, and then we can help solve our own problems, especially problems related to mental health. So try that. You know, sit in a meditation and try to look at yourself, you know, and you can do that by touching your heart, because that's where your Atma resides. Atma is 1/10,000th the size of the tip of the hair, according to Mandukya Upanishad. Both Mandukya Upanishad and Shvetashvara Upanishad talk about the size of the soul or Atma that lives inside us. And not just Atma, there is another person sitting inside our heart, which is the size of your thumb. That is the divine, Shri Hari, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. You can, different religions may call different names. Word is given for this divine is Sakshi. Sakshi means witness. So divine or God, the size of your thumb, is sitting inside your heart, watching your every move from the time you are born till the time you die, even when you're a ghost, and then you come back in a new body, that person is still there. That is called, the concept is called Paramatma. One who's watching you, one who's your best friend, one who is the voice of your consciousness, the voice that tells you, don't do this, this is good, this is bad. That consciousness, the inner voice, that is your Paramatma living in your heart. So when you sit down and meditate next time, you know, put your hand on your heart. Feel you, who are you? You are Atma, your soul, and you live in this body. That is in your heart, the size 1/10th, the size of the 1/10,000 the size of the tip of your hair. Yeah, don't tell me that you're bald and you don't have any hair. I mean, let's imagine if you did have hair. And Bhagavan, the Paramatma, which means the divine who is in your heart as a witness and as your best friend. Imagine that, and you will feel a beautiful sense of connection, bliss, anand. All right? So I'm going to end it there. Thank you.